It is 1:37 on WGN. My name is Steve Dale, and I have a very special guest in the studio. When I heard about this place, I thought, okay, you're kidding me. You're putting me on. But no, it's real. And this is the right time to have such a place that you're going to hear about. I think Chicago may be the only city that has a place like this. How's that all that for tease? And there's that. What kind of place is he talking about? Barbara Burdick, or Barbara Bunny, is here in the studio. Thank you for coming in, Barbara.
You're very welcome. I actually go by BB, which is my initials.
BB, yes. I like that. The name of the place we're talking about, it's called Cuddle Bunny. What is Cuddle Bunny? And you have a bunny in studio, even.
Do we have Pepe with us? He is such a sweet bunny. He's such a lover.
But Pepe is not like Pepe Le Pew. Pepe smells very nice.
Yes, he does. We frequently have him hopping around as our little mascot at Cuddle Bunny because he's just such a lover bunny. He likes to come up and greet everyone. So Cuddle Bunny is a special place in Chicago. It's called Cuddle Bunny Club Care and Community. The club area is a therapeutic rabbit interaction space where you can come for an hour and hang out with a variety of bonded pairs of bunnies.
Well, I need to stop you there.
Yes.
A therapeutic bunny? What did you just say?
Therapeutic bunny place.
What does that mean?
It's where you can go and get a good solid dose of dopamine and just walk out smiling.
And actually, there's some science to demonstrate that that is true. So you may or may not be nervous on the radio now. I don't know, but you're petting the bunny. And if you are, that actually helps calm you down. I mean, we know this stuff is actually true because now studies have been done around the world to indicate that if you want those feel-good hormones, pet a dog or a cat, or
a
it can be a horse or a rabbit, right? It can be a bunny. Do you find that when people come in, that especially during the pandemic now, that they're stressed out about 1,000 things, who knows what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any stories, any examples of that?
Just like every day. People come in and the first thing that just totally warms my heart and brings a smile to my face. We have everybody wash their hands when they come in. We try to be very COVID safe. And as soon as they walk by all of the enclosures with the bunny, there's this squeal of they're so excited to
like
see
that,
the bunny,
huh?
Just like that.
And you're not talking only about little kids?
No. Our main target audience is adults, actually, college students.
College students?
Yes, college
Could
students.
Could you have predicted that when you opened? I would think maybe older people in their 60s or 70s, and don't yell at me for saying that's older necessarily, but that's what I'm, but you're saying no?
Yeah, it was initially my idea because my daughter who went away to college missed our two dogs and was used to interacting with them whenever she felt stressed. And we didn't realize exactly how stressful her freshman year was until it had passed and she was a sophomore and said, oh, I'm so glad that year is over, missed, you know, the dog so much and didn't have a way to reduce my stress. So that's where the idea kind of came in. To, you know, have this cafe. And we're kind of centrally located.
So you also have a cafe. So it's like the cat cafes?
It's like the cat cafes. We have some additional components as well where we do bunny boarding. And then we also have a community component where we try to do outreach to the community to bring people together and just to do good things in Chicago.
So I want to talk about some of that. Bunny boarding
yes.
is actually something that is needed because the boarding facilities for dogs only, most bunnies would not be happy with all those barking dogs.
Exactly,
you know?
And that's what people have told us.
Right,
too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there aren't too many, if any, choice. Maybe the local vet clinic that boards, but most don't, you know, so then what do you do? So you're an option for that. But I understand that Hugh Hefner would have been very jealous because you have a bunny club.
Yes, we have a bunny club.
If only Hugh Hefner had thought about this. Is your bunny club a little different than what Hugh Hefner's was?
Ours is very different.
Darn it. Or maybe that's good. I don't know.
And we are very female empowering as a female business owner, and most of my employees are females. I would say that probably 75% of our customers are actually female. So.
Uh-huh.
Big difference from Hugh Hefner's.
What does your bunny club consist of?
Well, in addition to the bunny interactions, we also do bunny yoga and Pilates. We have black light neon painting parties, tie-dye parties.
I need to talk about all these things
all
with you.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yes, I don't even understand bunny yoga. We're going to have to find out what that is all about, and we will. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. That is our phone number. That is where you can text us as well. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. It's 146. You have questions about rabbits? Well, you might. Or about this place called Cuddle Bunny. Barbara Burdick is here. Barbara is the owner. Is that correct, Barbara?
Correct.
Say that again?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So what I didn't say... Sorry you got about that. But you know what? Listeners here are smarter than I am. So I'm getting yelled at. You didn't say where Cuddle Bunny is at. And I didn't ask you, so where's it at?
Cuddle Bunny is in Lakeview. We are just a little bit north of Diversey at 2901 North Clark Street.
All right. That's like one block, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one block north of one block north of Diversey on Clark Street. All right, so... you opened up when?
We opened up in the middle of COVID at the end of June last year.
Who does that?
Crazy people.
Well, did you think that... What was your thinking there in opening a business? Because you're still of sorts. You're still a business.
Yeah.
Opening... So you're not a not-for-profit. You're a business, right?
We are a for-profit that operates with the heart of a not-for-profit.
All right. Good line. And you do that in the middle of COVID?
We do. We had our lease for a year, and it just so happens that we got zoning approval at that point in time. And we were like, you know, what the heck? And I feel like we were a respite for people in the storm.
Did you intentionally think this is what we're going to be at that point?
A little bit, but I didn't realize how much of a refuge from the storm we were going to be. I think that because we practiced a lot of COVID safety, took a lot of COVID safety precaution measures, we made people feel safe, and we felt safe coming into work every day. So I really think that it was a place where people could go when there were really very few other places where they could go safely.
Well, how did you... You weren't an essential business, or were you? How did you manage to be open?
I guess because we're considered entertainment.
Oh, I don't know. So no one caught you. I don't know what happened, but okay. Now it doesn't matter because that was then and this is now. I didn't mean to catch you on anything. I'm just thinking about that, you know. But you had a regular customer base from the very beginning. So one can argue... There was a need for it. Were people going there because there was nowhere else to go? Or were they going because it helped them to feel better and they kind of innately knew this might do that?
I think so, because when people would come to the checkout buying bunny pins or mugs or whatever they were buying, they would just breathe a huge sigh of relief and be like, oh, that was just so great.
And then they come back.
And then they would come back.
Hence the Bunny Club.
Yes, yes.
Did you start with the idea of we're going to have a club of regulars, or did that come later?
No, it just kind of happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Where do you get your bunnies from? You don't go on the street and say, here, bunny,
no.
bunny. No, you can't. I'm kidding. Because
no.
Although, big difference between domestic rabbits and wild rabbits, and they're all domestic rabbits.
Yes. Although we do try to prevent people from dumping rabbits that they get after Easter and things like that.
It's amazing to me, with all the education over the years, and I've done a lot of that education myself, that... I mean, I remember I've been on this radio station 25 years, and 25 years ago, Steve and Johnny had me on talking about that very topic.
Yes, they had.
And then 24 years ago, then 23 years ago, then 20, and I've been on that talking about that topic ever since because there's been a need for it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Cuddle Bunny serves the purpose of also educating people as well, because people might think that they want a rabbit, and then they come in and they interact with the rabbits and they talk with us and they see what type of responsibility it is being a responsible rabbit owner. And some of them are like, wow, that sounds great. Sign me up. And then others are like, I think I'll just keep coming here to visit.
Yeah. So, where do you get your rabbits from?
We get our rabbits from different places. We only got two from breeders. One was a lion head and the other one is a giant Flemish. The other
Wait. One was a what and the other was what? What's a lion head?
A lion head is a rabbit that looks like a little dust mop that goes across the floor. It's just all fur. And her name is Furby. And then the giant Flemish weighs about 15 pounds, which is small for a giant Flemish. They can get up to 40 or 50 pounds. Her name is Grey Ghost, but we call her Gigi because she's a gentle giant. So we
How
got
much
them
does
from
she
breeders.
Weigh?
15 pounds.
So I'm trying to think now. I have a dog who weighs 10 pounds, a Chihuahua mix. So 15 pounds. So think friends of, I guess, a Chihuahua type dog and add 5 or 6 pounds on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's pretty big for a rabbit.
Yeah, she's huge. Some people are intimidated.
And even bigger than you might think, I would believe, because there's a lot of hair on that rabbit too. Yep. So it looks even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a big girl. But most of them we got, they were owner surrenders, people that had just decided that it was too much of a responsibility, or they travel too much and didn't have enough time to pay them the attention that they need. So we were happy to take many of them in. The problem is now that we're getting an influx of people calling because they want to turn over their rabbits so they can still come visit them. So we don't take in rabbits. We don't do adoptions. We're not in that type
You're
of business.
You're not an animal
Therapeutic
shelter.
Interaction is
yep.
all we do. But we have posted some pictures on our front desk and know the personalities of some of the rabbits that are up for adoption. So we kind of play matchmaker, but don't get directly involved.
Yeah. So if you want to give up a rabbit, that's not the place to go. But one can say, hopefully you don't get a rabbit in the first place if it's not the right pet for you. Red Door Animal Shelter, by the way, would be the place, or Anti-Cruelty Society.
If you
absolutely need to give up a rabbit.
Or Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely true. So I want to talk about rabbits a little bit because I give you a hard time before I let you come in because I know a little about rabbits and I know how timid they can be.
Yes.
And how important it would be to have socialized rabbits because you have all these strangers coming in all the
yes.
time.
They're all very well socialized. None of them bite. They do sleep in the afternoon. And some people come in and they're like, oh, these rabbits are not very exciting. They're not supposed to be exciting. They're supposed to be sleeping. You're supposed to come in and enjoy petting them and feeding them some cilantro. And if you're looking for an exciting adventure, Cuddle Bunny is not it. If you want to just come in and relax and leave feeling good, then Cuddle Bunny's for you.
So there's no, like, roller coaster rides or anything
nope,
like that?
Nope, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
No.
Now, you keep saying therapeutic.
Yeah.
I know one of the cat cafes, which sadly had to close.
Yes.
But one of the two cat cafes in Chicago did a very good job at lots of different things that they didn't even intend or couldn't have predicted. One thing that Jenny, who you're shaking your head, so I assume
Jen
you know
Tyner,
her.
Yes.
Right, right. So she told me that mothers would come in, and this happened organically, with children that are autistic.
Yes.
To help the parents, as well as mostly help the kids.
Yes.
Because they could connect to the cats. Have you found the same thing with rabbits?
Yes, exactly. And we're about to roll out some low sensory days for people to come in that need it to be quiet and dim lights. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you have someone on the spectrum that you know, I'm sure that person knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's incredible that you're doing that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
like
you'll
I said,
promote
we try
that.
To commute, we try to really connect with the community, everybody in the community. We're a very welcoming space.
Same with seniors that you have found because, again, Jenny found that parents would bring in their parents who were having cognition issues and just to sit and pet the cats. Same thing?
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit more difficult at Cuddle Bunny because we have big throw pillows and you really need to be low to the floor for the bunnies to feel comfortable, whereas cats kind of get up and climb around and rabbits don't really do that. We have some stools for older people to sit on if, it's rough on the knees to get down mm-hmm. on the floor. But we're trying to figure out a way that we can do it for people.
That's a good point. We need to explain why that's the case. Because if you pick up a rabbit, that's fine. But if the rabbit happens to fall, rabbits can become become seriously injured.
Yeah.
And I said, if you pick up a rabbit, that's fine. Actually, that's not, because rabbits have a fear of heights that's kind of innate.
And that's one of the rules that we have posted on the wall, that we don't want people to pick up the bunnies. We give them cilantro. They get their greens throughout the day, and they can use that. If the rabbits want to come and sit in their lap, that's fine. But one of the rules that's posted in very large print on the wall is that you should not pick up the bunnies. Their spines are very fragile.
Yeah, it's true. What do you do about little kids who do like to pick up and hug?
No. We keep a very close eye. We have a five-year-old age limit for people to come in, and then we keep a very close eye on the children that are little. We start them out with the bigger bunnies that are more sturdy, that, like Gigi, you're not going to be able to pick up at 12 pounds, and see how they do. Some children are very, very gentle, and others are a little bit more rambunctious. So if we need to cease the interaction at any point in time, you know, we just go ahead and do that for the safety of the rabbits.
I'd read somewhere that in Japan they have places like this.
Yes.
But not elsewhere
like
in Chicago. And not like your place, right?
Yeah, they have them jumping all over the place, and ours are in enclosures. So you're with your little pod of people that you know have been safe during COVID. And it's kind of, you know, a little zoned off from the rest of the world. And then you travel between the different pods. So you spend 15 minutes in each pod. So it's a little bit more privacy, a little bit more relaxing. We did that initially for COVID, but I think that's going to be the way we operate going forward, because it's been a real hit with people.
And I think better for the bunnies, too.
Better for the bunnies,
too. And that's important. Again, the address and also the website?
2901 North Clark Street in Lakeview. And our website is CuddleBunnyCCC.com.
CuddleBunnyCCC.com. Barbara Burdick. Let me do that again. Barbara Bunny, I like that better. Thank you so much for coming down and doing this in person.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.